And now, Deirdre Nealon, editor of Upstate Medical University's literary and visual arts journal, The Healing Muse, with this week's selection.
Thank you, Linda. Sometimes illness brings with it an accompanying weakness or disability. It can be both painful and instructive, negotiating life with this new condition. Jane Seskin is a clinical social worker and an author of 10 books. She worked for 20 years with survivors of violent crimes in New York City at the Crime Victims Treatment Center. Her clients certainly knew about how one can sometimes feel voiceless. But Seskin's poem, When I Was Silent, shows us what she learned when suddenly she could not speak. I think her words are meaningful for all of us engaged in patient care. When I Was Silent, by Jane Seskin. People understood when I pointed to my throat and shook my head no, when I was silent for a week in the city. During this time, I carried a pad and pen, but still yearned to be seen with my voice, and noted with melancholy the absence of conversations I regularly have with my neighborhood. I missed saying to friends, hello, yes, please, I'm sorry, thanks, I'd like you to, let's talk again, love you. Girl Scout sensibilities were thrown off balance as I couldn't yell to stop a fight or offer street directions to a tourist. Vocally impotent, I settled into quietude with gestures. I still longed for my voice, which I did indeed like, but surprisingly, had many interactions where people smiled at me with kindness, seeing my moments of vulnerability. And I learned. The silence thundered, pay attention to family, friends, self, life. Talk less, listen more. Thank you.